The Play Mornings with Steph and John replay.
Good morning, world.
It's March 13th, 2024.
And it's very slippery out there.
Is it?
Yes. And I think maybe it's very slippery for the people who were like me that didn't shovel their driveway.
There you go.
But oh my goodness, my driveway is treacherous. It is hazardous. And so I guess this is mainly like a PSA. If you can think back to a couple days ago when you maybe ordered a package, or think about meeting somebody that you're selling something to on Marketplace, or when you order your DoorDash dinner, somebody has to walk up your driveway. So just salt it for them. This is a little PSA, yeah.
I like that early morning PSA.
Thank you. I hope my husband's awake and hears this. There's a lot to celebrate in March.
Yeah, there is. It's,
Easter.
Easter.
The first
March
day
this
of
this year.
Yes, the first day of spring.
Yeah.
Daylight savings time.
But nope. Not that one.
The Ides of March.
The Ides of March, yeah.
There's also, tomorrow is Pi Day, 3.14 day.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I'm excited for that one.
And then right now, today, here, I'll give you a hint. I'm just kidding. Anywhere else I'd be today. Is it my destiny to live and die a life of blind fortune? It's Ken Day.
Ken Day!
And apparently it was released in 1961, and there's some discrepancy on whether it was released on March 13th or March 11th. So today they have declared it Ken Day, but they're really not sure if we should have been celebrating on Monday.
Oh, okay. 2 days for Ken Day.
Yeah. Go, Ken, go. We would never, of course, would have mentioned this except for Ryan Gosling and his take on Ken and the Barbie movie just exploding this past year. So kind of fun that they're getting a resurgence. The Ken doll debuted at $3.50.
Okay.
Which in today's money is about $29.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry to say.
On today's episode of Money Isn't Real, we've been talking about the craziest things going for astronomical amounts.
What do you got today?
Today, I have a Lego piece.
What?
A Lego piece. However, there's a catch. It's 14 karat gold Lego piece.
Okay, I was going to say, who stepped on it? Who made it so valuable?
I like that. Well, this piece is quote unquote valuable because it's 1 out of 25 and it's 14 karat gold. It's a little mask you put on one of the Lego figures' heads.
Okay.
That's it. So do you want to take a guess, educate a guess on how much it went for?
14 karat gold Lego piece, like $120.
Really?
What?
Ho-ho!
Is that too much, too little?
Way too little. Are you ready?
Yeah, I guess. Oh.
Are you ready? Are you sure?
Yeah.
$18,000.
Come on.
Yeah.
Who made, like, again, who made this piece? Like, it's still just a tiny little mask. Like,
that's all it is.
Those have not grown in size. The Lego man's faces are still, you know, I don't know, the size of a perler bead.
Right. And who has money for this? It's not like, it's not based off anything. It's not like, oh, it's a Marvel mask. It's just a Lego mask.
And where are you going to display it in your house? You'll have to display it next to a magnifying glass. I've been on a little bit of a benefits tour.
Okay,
I've
nice.
Been enjoying, you know, just reaping. You pay for them, you may as well enjoy them.
Yeah.
And I've discovered that we have like 6 free career counseling sessions.
Okay, you thinking of getting out of here?
I'm not, but I thought, you know what? Why let it go unused?
Okay, yeah, no, absolutely.
So I booked an appointment and I sat down for an hour and told this lady all about my life. And then she suggested some career change options should the opportunity or want ever arise. I love my job. I have no intention of changing.
Yeah, or so you say.
I do. But some of the ones that she came up with really made me think, like, is that who I am or is that a terrible idea?
Okay. What did she say, like a cop?
No, she said a consultant, though.
What does a consultant do?
You know, she suggested that I go into businesses and I help them work on efficiencies and basically cut jobs. And
that's not you.
I'm like, that's not me at all. Like, we need to pivot here. Whatever I've said, I've sold myself incorrectly. I am not assertive. I do not want to ruin people's lives. I hate conflict. No, thank you. She also suggested become a blogger.
Oh, a blogger. You write blogs.
I do write blogs for work, and I think it would be really fun. I'm not sure it would pay very well yet. I think there'd be a lot of building. And I also don't know if blogs are still lucrative like they were, you know, 10 years ago before all the social sites came in.
That's fair. That's a very fair point.
Another thing she suggested, though, which also is something I've always wanted to be, so I thought this was a great idea.
Okay.
An author, maybe.
Oh, an author. I could see you writing a book.
Me too, but all these jobs require kind of like a lot of work and a lot of self-starter.
Yeah.
You know, like this job, I know my schedule. I come to work every day. I don't know if I want to work for free for years until somebody decides to take a chance on me, you know?
That's a fair point. Don't leave a job to do a job for free.
Yeah. If you had to suddenly change careers, you have any thoughts on what you would be?
Well, I think if I wasn't in radio, I would absolutely be a professional baseball player, but let's...
Sorry, John. Sorry.
No, hey,
pardon me.
Yep, I'm just breezing past you laughing directly in my face. I don't know, a teacher.
Pardon me. Okay.
I feel like being a teacher would be fun.
Yeah, you're goofy enough. Everybody
what?
Would like
Dari,
you.
What is happening right now? What? Do you ever want to smell exactly like a McDonald's?
I wouldn't say that would be a goal of mine, no.
I have to disagree strongly. People might not enjoy that I smell like McDonald's, but boy, would I love it.
I think McDonald's smells delicious when you're in there and you have the anticipation of eating it. But after you've ate it and walked away from it...
You don't want to smell it unless you're hungry again or something
exactly,
like that?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, well, this product might not be for you. McDonald's Japan is releasing perfumes based on their French fries.
Huh.
Arguably, first of all, the best fries in the game.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you cannot go wrong with McDonald's fries.
Right?
Especially when they're like super hot and you add extra salt.
It's the best. Well, hey, if you like salt, they have a classic salted French fry smell that you can spray on yourself. They have a black pepper mayo garlic seasoning that also smells...
Mayo?
Yeah. Oh, you hate mayo. That's right. That one might not be for you.
You just want to smell like a sandwich everywhere you go? Like
one that does sound really good to me because I'm not so sure what it is. Plum nori seaweed salt. That sounds delicious.
Okay. It sounds interesting. I still don't feel like I want to smell like a pack of fries.
I think I would. But I think what they're doing is you buy this perfume, you smell fries all day. Hey, you know?
Yes, that is very smart. They're just trying to get you to come back even more often.
Exactly.
Every time we go to my friend's house, I'm always amazed at what he leaves outside.
As in valuable?
Yeah, just things that like look like a thief's dream, you know? Like his skis are just leaning against his front door and his canoe is sitting in his front yard.
Yeah.
And his yard isn't messy. That's not what I mean. I just mean like anybody could just pick it up and take it for a walk, you know?
Very outdoorsy thief, but yeah, I get what you're saying.
But he always says, you know, I think you take care of the neighborhood and the neighborhood takes care of you. And he is really like a advocate. He shovels a lot of people's sidewalks and he does a lot of things to, you know, just be a good neighbor. And
yeah.
He thinks that all the thieves that live around him aren't going to steal from him.
Because he shovels that sidewalk.
But if you're not as trusting as he is, there's this cool new thing that you can pick up at the RCMP detachment for free or you can order online and it's like DNA glue.
Oh, what? Okay, yeah, I've heard about this.
Yeah, so it's like invisible. The dots in it are smaller than a grain of sand, but then if something gets stolen of yours and it's recovered, the police can scan it and be like, I know exactly whose kayak this is. I know exactly whose pair of skis these are because I'm certainly going to be scanning my skis. But you get it for free, and it's just kind of like a cool new way to track your stuff because apparently the RCMP recovers a lot of stolen things, but then they don't know who to give it back to.
Okay, I like that. That's pretty sick. The only problem with me is I don't think I have anything of value to put this stuff on.
John, you're breaking my heart. Okay, but what about your phone?
My phone? Well, if they recover my phone, there's like 1,000 different ways for them to see whose phone it is. So I feel like a phone is a little...
Valid.
Yeah. We're co-hosts, Steph, right?
Yes, we are.
Do you think we're friends?
I hope so.
Do you want to put that to the test?
Okay.
Okay, Steph, it's time for the friendship test.
All right, here we go.
All right, question one. Steph, how many tattoos do I have?
One. Thank
All
you.
All right, off to a hot start.
Thank you. Okay, do I get to ask a question
now? Yeah, now it's your turn.
John, when is my birthday? You know this. You literally said it the other day.
July 17th.
Oh, so close. You want to try again?
11th?
No.
What?
16th.
That's not fair.
It was close.
Fine.
Okay.
Steph.
Uh-huh.
What is my middle name?
You've never told me that.
Yeah, I told you it yesterday. We spoke about it yesterday.
Oh, right. It's not John Jacob. It's John Joseph. Joseph.
Yay! Way to go.
Okay, okay.
Way to go.
I was like, I got to sing that song. John Jacob Jingle. Okay. What do I do every Wednesday?
Oh, Girl Guys Meeting.
Yes!
Oh, thank goodness. Steph.
Yes.
What movie did I once see 7 times in theaters?
Oh, no. I know this. I know this. What movie was that? What movie? It wasn't the Titanic because you were not born
nope,
yet.
That was 97.
What movie? I don't know. Not Take Avatar. A guess.
Avatar?
Superman?
Close. In that realm, Joker.
Ah, shoot. Okay. What city am I from?
Oh, Sault Ste. Marie.
Yes, John. You're doing really good.
All right, Steph. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
This one's truly going to determine.
Great.
How many piercings do I have? 1 or 2?
2.
Okay, yeah.
That was very obvious.
Nice. Was it?
What color is my car?
Which one? You have like 12.
The car.
Oh, no, it's something so stupid. It's like, yeah, you had a stupid name for it. Oh, come on. Cyan? Is it cyan?
Sure, we'll give that to you.
What is it?
I mean, I would have taken gray, but grayish brown.
Duh. I think we're friends.
Yeah, yeah, we can give that. It is Wednesday, which means it's SPCA Pet of the Weekday. Big thanks to Pet Value Downtown in Eagle Ridge for sponsoring.
Misty, who do we have today?
We have Miss May here. She is a 5-year-old boxer cross. She's a mama. She had puppies. One of them's still actually at the shelter. If you guys seen Rolly, he's there. That's one of her babies. And she's been, they've been with us for so long, and she's so sweet and loving. She's like a little house seal. She walks great on a leash. She knows her commands. She's very snuggly and sweet, very loyal. She's over there with Kim right now, cuddled up, looking out the window, enjoying the views. She does require to be the only dog in the household, but she will reward you with years and years and days of love. So if you're looking for a sweet girl and you want to help one of our longest residents at the shelter, Miss May would love to meet you, as we are open today, 12:30 to 6.
She is lovely for sure. And then you have a big event happening this weekend.
Yes, we have Locked in a Kennel this Saturday. We're not even at 50% of our goal. We're hoping to get up to 55,000. It is, all the money raised is going to go towards helping animals like May. We're really, really hoping to meet our goal. So if you want to check out who's locked up, we have so many personalities, or celebrities, as you would call them, being locked up on Saturday. So if you want to see all that, you can check out our Canada Helps page. But if you even want to be locked up, you can still do it. You can still raise that money. Even $100 goes the long mile up at the shelter. So if you want to be involved as well, we're still accepting people being locked up. But there is a huge list, and all the participants, I just want to say thank you for taking the time on Saturday.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Misty. We are going to post a picture of May, and we're going to record a video right now so you can see just how lovely she is.
The Oscars just happened. It was a lot of fun, a lot of speeches, a lot of awards.
Mm-hmm.
It was an overall good time. Long. Long.
You didn't watch it. You just watched the highlight reels.
Of course. Everybody does. I don't believe anybody who isn't at the Oscars actually watches the full Oscars.
You're probably right.
Well, Steph, it's time for me to put you through the ringer once again.
What?
In honor of the Oscars just finishing, I want you to come up with an off-the-cuff Oscar speech as if you won.
What am I winning?
Let's say you won Best Actress.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
All right, here we go. And once you pass that 25-second mark, I'm going to give you the playoff music.
Okay.
So, ready? 3, okay. 2, 1, go.
I'd like to thank God and the Academy, my husband and friends, my alarm clock, coffee, the nice weather, all the things that bring me joy, my first acting teacher, Sue Barber, that guy at the Y named Ian, who also taught me an acting class. I'd like to thank my director and all of the people in my castmates, and thanks to my dog, Sugar, and
start wrapping it up.
Oh, it's been very fun. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Blowing kisses. Walk off the stage.
That was good. That was real. I was expecting you to flop.
Well, I mean, I did thank the weather and the coffee.
That's true. You did start running out of people. So maybe 25 seconds is too long for you.
You're probably right.
Thanks for listening.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Steph and John Replay.
Find more Steph and John at play1037.ca.